nations will scatter. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So Jesus spoke a parable to some who trusted in themselves. Interesting way to start it. He spoke a parable to those people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. So they believed that they were righteous. And he spoke a parable to them. And another comment he makes about them, it says they trusted that they were righteous, but they also despised other people. So that's not too righteous. But they supposed, they looked at themselves in the mirror and said, you know what, you're a pretty righteous guy. And two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. Tax collectors were pretty much known to be thieves. They always overcharged you, much like today. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, saying, God, thank you that I'm not like these people. Thank you that I'm not like these other people, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as that tax collector. In fact, God, by the way, in case you missed it, I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. Then the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I tell you, this man went down from the temple, bent down to his house, justified rather than the other. So the tax collector goes home justified rather than the other. Of course, we've taught you justified means to be declared righteous. Declared righteous. So he's talking to a group of people who have declared themselves to be righteous because of comparing themselves with other people. They look and they see extortioners and unjust people and other kinds of people, and they say that I'm not like those people. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. I'm not like those people. I'm a righteous man. But Jesus says the guy that was simply looked for mercy, didn't brag on himself, didn't criticize others, didn't compare himself to others, but simply asked for mercy. That man left the house of God, left the temple, went back home, and he was justified or declared righteous by God. Those who feel righteous, like this Pharisee, they generally practice morality to some degree. They have a certain code that they live by, certain rules that they apply to themselves, and then mostly, generally, they're religious people. They're religious and they're moral. And so based upon those two things, the fact that they're very religious, very moral, they decide that they themselves are righteous. They compare themselves to others, and then the third thing they do is they justify themselves because of their conduct, because of their behavior, and they exclude the issues of the heart. They look at the outward side only. They only judge themselves by the outward. I do this, I do this, and I do this. I fast twice a week. I give tithes. I do all these things. Therefore, I'm righteous. They exclude the issues of the heart. When Jesus came on the scene, you remember he went into the heart issues. He said, yeah, you can say that you're not an adulterer, but if it's in your heart, you are. You can say you're not a murderer, because you've never murdered anybody, but if you have hatred in your heart towards somebody, then you are a murderer. So he was bringing it home. He was including the heart issues. The Pharisees, the religious crowd, those that think that they're righteous but they're not, that crowd only deals with the outward. They don't deal with the inward. And the inward is all kinds of things going on, but they exclude that from their evaluation. This kind of righteousness is called their own righteousness, O-W-N. It's their own righteousness. Now, Paul had a problem with that in Romans 10. When he talked about Israel, he said, brethren, in writing to the Romans in chapter 10, verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is this, that they might be saved. So Paul didn't consider the Israelites saved people. They're Israelites, they're God's chosen people, but they're not saved people. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal, they are very zealous for God, but not according to the knowledge that's in the book. Not according to what we read in the book. They're zealous about the things of God, but not correctly. It's a misplaced zealousness. It's a misplaced zeal. Misplaced enthusiasm for the things of God. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, or how God makes a person righteous, they're ignorant of that, and they seek to establish their own righteousness. Remember the own righteousness. Own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves to God's plan for righteousness. So, own righteousness, having your own righteousness, is not something that was people sought for who knew anything about God, seeking my own righteousness. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 3 and verse 9, his heart's desire was to be found in him, not having my own righteousness. I want to be in Christ, but I don't want to have my own righteousness to brag about, which is from the law. It means that I'm outwardly, externally doing some things that I'm supposed to do, and therefore I'm righteous. That's not my righteousness, because that doesn't deal with the heart issues. But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So I want that righteousness. I want the righteousness that comes from God, but not the righteousness that comes from the law, by me living up to certain standards, by me obeying certain rules and outwardly conforming. That's not the righteousness. That's the righteousness that Israel seeks for, but they're not saved. That righteousness never saved them. And it didn't save that Pharisee in Luke 18. It didn't save him at all. It's not going to get him to heaven. And it won't get me to heaven, Paul's thinking. I don't want that righteousness. I want, and I'm somebody who in my past had strived very, very hard to live up to those things and to be that person, to be that kind of person who could declare himself righteous. But now that I understand the truth, I don't want any part of that. I want no part of that. I want the righteousness which comes from God by faith. Many Christians are taught to seek their own righteousness today, unfortunately. They are taught in churches to go out and seek their own righteousness. They are taught week after week to change their behavior. I've been in these churches. I've sat under their pulpits. And week after week, they just pick a new sin. Every week is a new sin to pick on. And at the end of the thing, you're supposed to somehow surrender that sin to God and begin to change and make a radical change in your behavior. And we failed week after week. And we had to hide who we really were from everybody else in the church. We had secret lives going on because we couldn't live up to what they had espoused to. But many Christians are taught every week to have their own righteousness, to change their behavior. They have programs. They have therapy offered in churches now. They have psychiatrists on staff in churches now to get people to change their behavior. That is the goal. Change your behavior. That is your own righteousness. That's not the righteousness that God gives as a gift. So though, and the thought is, if you want to walk with God, and it sounds reasonable, hey, if you want to walk with God, then you've got to change your behavior. Because you can't be just as you are and expect to have any kind of a relationship with God. Why would he want to have anything to do with you? I mean, the way you acted, the fact that you get angry so often, your lack of patience, your lack of ability to do anything that seems spiritual would give people, why would God want to do anything with you? Until those things change, you're not going to have much of a walk with God. And this is what they teach. And they try to get you to feel really bad about yourself and make a real heartfelt change and turn over another leaf and try to do better, and you always end up in failure. And if you do by some chance end up in success, then you'll be proud of what you've done and criticize others. You'll be a Pharisee. So that doesn't work either. Yet the Bible teaches that God completely rejects my own righteousness. When the righteousness is tagged as my own righteousness, then he completely and totally rejects it, and it profits me nothing in my walk with God. And that's Isaiah 64:6. Everyone knows this verse. We are all like an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness is like filthy rags. It's not like a beautiful robe. Remember Isaiah 61:10, the robe of righteousness, a beautiful robe that God gives you. He says, in this case, your own righteousness is not a beautiful robe, it's a filthy rag. So your clothes makes the man, that you're wearing filthy rags if you're depending upon your own righteousness or seeking after your own righteousness. So that's filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf. So we have about as much strength as a leaf. We dry up and fade away. And all of our iniquities are like the wind which take us away. We can't produce the righteousness by ourselves that would ever satisfy God. So the Pharisee back in verse 9, he despised others. His own righteousness caused him to have an attitude towards other people. And he called them names. There's an extortioner. There's an unjust person. There's a thief. There's a liar over there. He could judge and criticize everybody. If he was a Christian Pharisee living in the 21st century, he would go from church to church, and he'd just find the negative things about each church and then move to the next one. He would never settle into anything, because every place he went, he would find something wrong with it, because he's a Christian Pharisee. And he just judges, and then he'll go to the next place, and he'll judge them, and he'll go to the next place and judge them. He must be God. He can just go from church to church and judge everybody in it. He must think of himself pretty highly. But that's what they do, and because they're Christian Pharisees. And they only deal with the outward. They only see the outward. So they see somebody outwardly doing something, or outwardly doing something that they think is less than what they would do, then they judge that person's not of God, that person's not walking with God, that person isn't where God wants them. And they can compile their list of things that are wrong with you or wrong with the church. And they happily give it to you and feel smart about it and move on to the next church.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Out Pest Control.